This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. As we start our day right this morning, we started by spending some time with God. Do you know that's what a daily quiet time is all about? Daily devotions. It's not about getting through your Bible reading for the day. It's not about doing the Christian thing. It's about spending time with God. You're in a relationship with God, and you're spending time with Him. And so as we get ready to read a bit of God's Word right now, why don't you just stop and in your heart say to God, I'm listening if you have something to say into my life. Today we're reading Psalm 112. It says, Praise the Lord. How blessed is the man who fears the Lord, who greatly delights in His commandments. His descendants will be mighty on earth. The generation of the upright will be blessed. Wealth and riches are in his house, and his righteousness endures forever. Light arises in the darkness for the upright. He is gracious and compassionate and righteous. It is well with the man who is gracious and lends. He will maintain his cause in judgment, for he will never be shaken. The righteous will be remembered forever. He will not fear evil tidings. His heart is steadfast, trusting in the Lord. His heart is upheld. He will not fear until he looks with satisfaction on his adversaries. He has given freely to the poor. His righteousness endures forever. His horn will be exalted in honor. The wicked will see it and be vexed. He will gnash his teeth and melt away, and the desire of the wicked will perish. A beautiful psalm. How blessed is the man who fears the Lord. It doesn't quite sound right, does it? If you fear the Lord, it must mean God is after you. But no, that's not the meaning of this phrase in the Old Testament. To fear the Lord is a great thing. It's a positive thing. When the Old Testament talks about fearing the Lord, it's treating God with great honor, taking Him seriously, treating Him with respect, revering Him. The Hebrew word study book that I looked at said that in Hebrew, the opposite of fearing, this word, fear, is to be arrogant. And so it's saying the person who is not arrogant towards God, who doesn't say, I've got my life all together, but rather comes to God recognizing that He is the supreme being. He is the God of this universe. He has the right to my allegiance, and He has the answers to the problems of my life, and that it is a dangerous place to be living in opposition to a God of such power. When I come to God like that, submitting to His leadership, trusting in His guidance, obeying His commands, then life is great. How blessed is the man who fears the Lord, who greatly delights in His commandments. You see, fearing and greatly delighting in, we would not normally put together. And yet, here it is. To fear the Lord is really the Old Testament equivalent of what we call faith in the New Testament. Taking God for who He is and living in light of that makes your life so good. Have you learned to live in fellowship with God? Have you learned to put your life in line with what God's purposes are for you? It's the best way you could ever live. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.